This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
It's been described as a hideously destructive substance and the most addictive drug in the world. Crystal meth is one of the street names used for methamphetamine. Belongs to a family of drugs called amphetamines, powerful stimulants that speed up the central nervous system. Crystal meth can be smoked, snorted, swallowed, or injected. It is a major problem in Canada, the U.S., as well as in Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, Japan. There are an estimated 35 million users worldwide.
3 years ago, New York Police Chief Anthony Izzo told the UK House of Commons Select Committee on Science and Technology that, quote, crystal meth makes crack cocaine look like a Hershey bar, unquote. The UK was bracing for a potential crystal meth epidemic, similar to the epidemic that ravaged the US, where some 12 million Americans are estimated to have used the substance. Methamphetamine is a drug with high potential for widespread abuse. The drug can be made easily in clandestine laboratories with relatively inexpensive over-the-counter ingredients, and evidence indicates that the number of labs can suddenly take off dramatically.
Canada's crystal meth problem is the worst in British Columbia, but the problem has spread across Canada, moving from west to east. A recent survey conducted by the Victoria-based Crystal Meth Society of BC found that one in every five students who filled out their survey form said they know of someone using crystal meth, and nearly half said they know of someone using ecstasy. Mark McLaughlin is Executive Director of Crystal Meth Society of BC, and he's on the line with us today from Port Alberni. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, thank you.
How about if we just start by having you tell us about your organization?
Well, the Crystal Meth Society was founded in 2005 in Victoria as a result of our family finding that one of our children was meth involved. And what we decided to do was to try and do something about it, to try and find some solutions and some resources that we could bring to children and families.
You're in Port Alberni today?
Yes, we are.
You're based out of Port Alberni. You were in Nanaimo last week. What were you doing in Nanaimo?
Well, what the Crystal Meth Society does, we're based in Victoria, and we travel across the province doing meth info show deliveries for communities near and far. So in Nanaimo, we were doing show deliveries at Cedar Secondary School. We also did presentations for dental technicians and people who work with the public in that capacity who get exposed to the results of meth, with dental problems. And today and yesterday, we're doing presentations in Port Alberni.
What are you hearing from the students that you're presenting to?
What we see varies a little bit from location to location, but in the main, the statistics that were released in our recent survey showed 22% of students know someone meth-involved. That means more than one in five children knows another person using meth. 44% said that they know someone using ecstasy. If you consider for a moment that over half of the ecstasy out there tests hot for the presence of crystal meth cut into it, that's a cause for concern.
What other information have you gleaned from the survey that you've completed?
Some of the other survey results were that 95% of students responding to the survey stated they would not use crystal meth after seeing the meth info show. 96% stated that they would prefer and they would wish for other students to see this show. They think other kids should see the meth info show. 75% said they're aware of no other organization that is actively fighting crystal meth in their communities.
Mark, I'm wondering if you could give us a sense or a brief sketch of what the Meth Info Show portrays and shares with people.
Certainly, I'd be pleased to. The show is 37 minutes long and consists of four or five PowerPoint slides of introduction, then a 15-minute video, typically a product called Death by Jib, Jib being a slang name for crystal meth. Then it's followed by about 12 more slides, and then at the end we do 15 to 25 minutes of Q&A. The Q&A, the question and answer, is a very important part of every show. It's highly interactive, and when I wave one of our Be Crystal Clear bracelets in the air at the end of the show and I ask who's got a question, we see a forest of hands goes up in the room.
What happens when you do crystal meth? What happens to people?
Well, when a person gets exposed to meth for whatever reason, it unleashes a huge flood of brain chemistry in their brain. and it overwhelms the brain of the person. So they become extremely intoxicated. But the thing is this, that the mechanism of intoxication is being damaged by the drug. At this exact same moment that the drug is releasing the brain chemistry, the mechanism of release is being destroyed and damaged. That means that a person that got exposed to that and the brain thinks, man, this is a really a strong intoxication, I'm going to get me some more of this. The dosage that was applied to deliver that result can never be duplicated again because the very machinery of delivery is being damaged and compromised. So that what gave them a result, X amount of money, X amount of drug, now must be doubled, tripled, and quadrupled rapidly because the same amount of drug will no longer have the same effect. So the dosage has got to go up and up and up. And then the frequency of application has got to go up and up and up. And then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? We've got to be doing crime now to get the money to buy all these drugs.
Mm-hmm. You have personal experience with this, Mark?
We came to this work when one of our children became meth-involved. So we looked everywhere for help and couldn't find much. We decided to try and do something about it and founded the Crystal Meth Society, built the crystalmethbc.ca website, which is very information-rich. We helped launch a community task force in Victoria to fight meth. And one of the things arising from those efforts was the Meth Info Show, which we have now been able to present to over 40,000 school children all across British Columbia.
Mark, in our lead-in to this segment today, we used a phrase which I found in some of the research in preparing for this program, that methamphetamine has been described as a hideously destructive substance. And
yeah.
And when you were describing the mechanism for for the development of addiction there a little bit earlier, I gather that that's part of the destruction that methamphetamine causes. However, it also destroys individuals' relationships with others, with their families, with their communities. I'm wondering if you could talk yeah. more about that process as well.
Certainly. The secret to understanding meth is simply this. Meth just wants one thing. Meth just wants more meth, period. So the friends and family you had before, forget about them. They're gone by. They are not meth. Your possessions that you have and the things you care about, they're irrelevant unless they can be turned into cash money to buy meth. Doing crime is a commonplace and second nature because meth doesn't care about any of that stuff. Meth just wants more meth. So your hopes, your dreams, your goals from before, kiss them goodbye. They're irrelevant. Your morals and your guiding precepts, they're irrelevant. They're the last thing you're going to. Meth cares about. Meth doesn't care about any of that stuff. Meth just wants more meth. That's job one, and there is no job two.
It's been described as being more addictive than crack cocaine.
Correct. Every person in sound of our interview has a piece of machinery in their brain that regulates mood. And it's normal, natural, and necessary to have that piece of machinery functioning. When crystal meth enters the picture, it hijacks that machinery, jacks it up through the roof, and destroys it. So when a person is feeling good, they might be experiencing something like 50 parts per million dopamine in their brain. Maybe they did an achievement, makes them feel good. Maybe some friends did something nice for them, makes them feel good. That's correct and natural and normal. When a person takes an alcoholic beverage, it releases 150 parts per million dopamine in the brain. When a person takes an inhalation off a crack cocaine pipe, it releases about 350 parts per million dopamine in the brain. When a person takes an inhalation off a crystal meth pipe, it releases some 1,250 parts per million dopamine in the brain. That is three or four times as powerful as crack cocaine. If you're a 12 or 13 or 14-year-old child having their brain subjected to an experience of that type, do you think they could get addicted?
Yeah, I would say so. A pretty vulnerable age, you know, the early
yeah.
teens. Yeah.
Even grown-ups. Mm-hmm. They cannot deal with this. The brain is overwhelmed by it. That's why we say crystal meth not even once. This is not a recreational drug. It's more like a poison or a toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. I'm wondering.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you can repeat some of the information you mentioned earlier in terms of how our listeners can find out more about Crystal Meth BC or where they can get more information about crystal meth.
Yes, I'd be glad to. I encourage people to visit our website, crystalmethbc.ca. Again, the website address, crystalmethbc.ca. It's an interactive website. People can ask and answer questions there. They can have communications in our forums. They can read through hours of content that's available, and they can share insights with others. So we direct people to that and encourage them to avail themselves of it. We also look forward to visiting again in the Nanaimo area. There's a great many schools in the Nanaimo that we have not presented to. You know, an interesting fact is that we have done more presentations in front of more students in Prince George than we have in the Nanaimo yet. So we're looking forward to returning to Nanaimo and helping address that situation. Okay.
And when you do return to Nanaimo, it would be wonderful to invite you into the studio and talk further about this.
That would be my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.